Three Dublin men have been sentenced for the gang rape of a vulnerable teenage woman on Dalhousie Strand on the 5th of January 2016. All three, who are identified by DNA evidence found at the scene, were convicted of raping the 18-year-old woman after luring her to the remote location. For more, we can talk to our reporter, Eleanor Burnhill. Eleanor, perhaps you might start by giving us something of the background to this case.
Yes, Brian. Well, on that January evening, the court heard that the three young men had gone to an internet cafe in the centre of Dublin, where they had met the 18-year-old woman who was described by the court as vulnerable. And it was heard that they had driven her towards Dalhousie Strand, which was a relatively remote location at that time in the evening, a winter's evening, and that the men took turns to rape her in the vehicle. And today in court, we heard that 24-year-old Dion Ganocchi of Clarion Apartments, he was jailed for 9 years. Then 24-year-old Troy Ryan of Lower Gardiner Street was jailed for 9 years and 6 months. And 25-year-old Daryl Rooney of Railway Street, he was jailed for 10 years. And the court heard that he had 225 previous convictions, including for public order, violent disorder and criminal damage. And throughout this trial, all three men had denied the charges against them.
And prior to the sentencing today, what happened in court?
Well, last month we heard from the victim, and she read out a victim impact statement via video link, and she said that her life had been put on hold for 6 years while she awaited to get justice in this case. She said she had been fearful that the men would get away with the pain and trauma that they'd caused her. And she said at times she didn't feel like the victim herself. She felt she had been cruelly questioned by the justice system, and that she'd had a lot of the information about her personal circumstances shared, which she felt had been a violation. So the judge today praised her and said that he hoped that she could find fortitude after this case. And in addition to the custodial sentence that the judge gave each of the men, Mr. Justice David Keane said each man should undergo 2 years post-release supervision. A lot of the families of the accused were in court today, some of them very upset as the verdict was read out and as the sentence was handed down. And the victim in this case was listening to everything that was happening via video link.
Eleanor Burnhill, thank you very much for that.